President Obama's decision to commute the sentences of 214 convicted criminals not going over well in some places. Steve Cook, president of the National Association of Assistant U.S. Attorneys, says Obama's violating clemency guidelines put in place by his own regime. Mr. Cook says that people should be shocked by this. He says these are not nice, little, nonviolent offenders. 55 of the criminals Obama released had firearms convictions, and many of these criminals didn't just possess weapons, they used them in the drug trade. Two of these criminals who earned a break from Obama were serving time for engaging in a continuing criminal enterprise. They're drug kingpins. Political scientist P.S. Ruckman keeps track of presidential commutations, and he says that Obama has released a total of 562 criminals, more than the previous nine presidents combined. So Obama shows up on TV after shootings with tears in his eyes to denounce congressional Republicans for not infringing on the Second Amendment. The Democrat Party regularly demonizes the NRA, which is dedicated to legal gun ownership and safety. Yet with a stroke of his pen, Obama releases criminals convicted of using illegal guns in the commission of crimes. And not a peep from Hillary Clinton or other Democrat Party hacks. I have a sad prediction for you. There will be new victims at the hands of these newly released bad guys, maybe even murder victims. And when that day comes, the Democrats are going to trip over themselves to give Obama a pass.